You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
China has accused the United States of indiscriminate use of force, is what they're calling it, for shooting down that suspected spy balloon.
Okay, China.
China says that it has damaged efforts in stabilizing relations between the two countries.
Okay, China.
U.S. shot down the balloon off the Carolina coast. Now, China's insisting the flyover was an accident and that it was just a civilian aircraft. It was doing weather stuff.
Yeah.
It's always the weather
stuff.
It's
just weather. Don't worry about it.
Saying it's a weather balloon, always.
Yeah, and I guess this has happened multiple times before, and it's just now coming out. And then they had another balloon crash outside of Hawaii, it sounds like, a little while ago.
And they're also flying balloons over Latin America
yep,
now.
Different countries. So, yeah, it's a thing.
China and their balloons. Horrible news coming out of Turkey and Syria. A massive earthquake this morning registered 7.8 on the Richter scale. That's huge. Devastated hundreds of buildings, and they are thinking it has killed more than 1,300 people. And there's still hundreds more who are trapped under the rubble, so the death toll is expected to rise.
That's really
bad. Bad earthquake.
Speaking of Instagram, I was on some of the news sites, and it's just people walking around out there trying to assess everything. As they're walking around, just buildings are just falling out of nowhere. They're like, whoa, and everybody runs, and you're like, my God, you know, there's people in there. So
everything gets destabilized and can still fall.
It's horrible.
Ugh. Did people go to the movies this weekend?
Well,
not really.
No.
The number one movie at the box office was that M. Night Shyamalama Ding Dong horror film called Knock at the Cabin.
Yeah.
But it only pulled in like $14 million, which is not a whole lot.
Well, and I'm super disappointed because I was like, I thought for sure 80 for Brady was going to pull in $100 million over this weekend because everybody was going to go see it.
It did.
No, 12. 12 and a half million. It took almost $30 million to make the movie, so it didn't perform that well.
Yeah, critics say they couldn't stand 80 for Brady. It's only got like a 60 something percent on Rotten Tomatoes, but
that's critics, man.
Movie audiences seem to like it, and they obviously got some extra publicity when Tom Brady, you know, announced last week that he's retiring for good.
Yeah, some dude named Steven texted us just a few minutes ago from Florida, and he said he went to see 80 for Brady this weekend, and it was a fun movie. That's coming from a dude in Florida this morning, so that's our critic.
He's one of the rare dudes to go. They say women accounted for nearly 70% of the movie's audience, and half of them were over the age of 55.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I don't know what's gonna end up happening with that movie. Do you have little babies? Are they still in diapers? How about a smart diaper?
Yeah.
We got our smartphones. We got our smart refrigerators. We got smart washer and dryers these days. Well, smart diapers are coming. These have been developed by scientists at Penn State. It's a diaper, Jeremy, with a built-in sensor that can tell not only if the diaper needs to be changed, but also its level of foulness.
Yeah. I have a sensor, too. It's on the front of my face. It seems to... It worked for two kids. How did we ever get by?
I don't know.
It's ridiculous.
Anyway, this will send a little notification to your phone when your baby needs to be
changed. Turd alert. Yeah. I don't like this because you're strapping like microchips and batteries to your baby's body. I don't like this at all.
Well, you don't have to worry about it. Your kids are out of diapers.
Yeah, man. I know.
But you'll be in
me. Yeah, well,
long,
yeah.
So.
Get it for me.
And then my favorite story of the week. I was just writing about this for the Mindbender Club mailer. I love it. The Vatican has had to delete one of the Pope's tweets. I love that the Pope is tweeting.
He's not tweeting.
Come on, he's doing it.
Uh-huh.
He put out a post that was essentially explaining what all of the various fingers represent on your hand. And so what they ended up having to do was deleting the middle finger one because it seemed like it was just a standalone tweet praising the middle finger. And you know how juvenile people are. They were all taking it and sharing it and spreading it around.
Yes.
And so they just finally took it down. And they're like, if you guys can't grow up, we'll delete the tweet. But I was looking at what he was saying about each of the fingers. Like the thumb is supposed to represent prayer. which is supposed to be the driving force in your life. Your forefinger, it represents others, because we use our index finger to point out things to other people. So your index finger is supposed to represent community. The ring finger represents forgiveness. The pinky finger represents service. And then that middle finger represents honesty.
Oh, that's fun.
So
that's
I can honestly say,
honestly, I hate your driving. Yeah. What a cheesy text, tweet, whatever it was.
That's funny to me. All right, what else is
trending? Oh, weather. I know it's stupid, but this is kind of interesting. There's a new record in the United States for coldest wind chill. It was set Friday night in New Hampshire, somewhere called Mount Washington. They said it was minus 46 degrees with wind gusts of 127 miles an hour. So it felt like minus 108.
God.
Minus 108 wind chill. Can you imagine walking out into that? Your fingers would fall off. Oh, my God. So anyway, that's your quick little weather trending report this morning. Speaking of Mr. Tom Brady, I think, what was it, last week we were talking about people going to Splash Mountain at Disneyland and taking the water and putting it up on eBay, you know, because they were shutting it down. Well, here's the latest thing that they're putting up on eBay. I guess people are going to the spot where Tom Brady confirmed his second and final retirement from the NFL. If you've seen the video, he was sitting there on a beach in Florida, I believe, outside of like a hotel or something. And they're bottling the sand right where he was sitting. They're putting it in little glass jars, and they're putting it on eBay. And this story here says, as of this morning, there is one bid on there for a jar of sand that's up over $100,000. And I saw it. Somebody has the jar of sand, and they're holding it, like, right at the exact spot he was sitting. And, you know, his butt was on that sand, so we'll see if eBay takes this down or not. I'll be looking for some updates later, I'm sure, but... That's somebody's great. Paying money for this sand, Dom.
Hey, if they can get $100,000.
Yes, so be it. Whatever.
Bless them, yeah.
Just a sucker every minute, right? Schwarzenegger was involved in another traffic accident yesterday. This time around, I guess he crashed into a woman riding a bike. Story here says it wasn't his fault. She swerved into his lane to make a turn, and she got hit. She was taken to the hospital. She's going to be okay. I guess Arnold took the bike to a local bike shop to get fixed. Please don't sue me move. And law enforcement sources say that he is in the clear. No crime was committed. But wasn't it just a couple months ago he hit somebody else? I think there's been a couple traffic incidents now with Mr. Schwarzenegger, so...
I'm not
saying... It might be getting close to that time.
They said, you know, and they said he wasn't going very fast, right? So...
Yeah.
Is it... Are we at the point where people are intentionally...
Could be.
...diving in front
he
of
could
celebrities?
Could be a target, huh?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I'm not saying this person did that. I'm not saying that.
No,
I'm saying, is it possible that people could start doing
absolutely
that?
Absolutely, they could, man. Absolutely. A couple Valentine's Day stories this morning. Cracker Barrel has launched a contest where if you propose at an actual Crackle Barrel, Cracker Barrel, that's hard for me to say, that they'll get you like free food for a year. You got to go in and propose and do like a hashtag thing and then tag them on social. And if you get picked, you get like a $2,000 gift card to the Cracker Barrel. Do we have any of those in Colorado? I'd have to look that up. I see them on road trips all the time.
I have seen them. I remember I used to drive past one down in Pueblo when I was
driving
to Santa Fe.
I've ever eaten at a CB.
I happen to live in an area where there's a ton of them.
What is it? It's like home cooking, pot pies and stuff like that. Yeah. I'd go propose to a pot pie. Are you kidding me?
I wonder if they still have them in Colorado. You want me to look?
Yeah, if you want.
So you can
I guess if people want to go propose there for Valentine's Day. Here's another story about it. I love these. To celebrate the big V-Day.
One in North Glen, for God's sake.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Get up there. Get up there and propose to your lover. And get free pot pies for a year. There's a Humane Society in Ohio, and they're accepting donations from individuals to buy cat litter boxes. And then you put your ex's name on the cat box. He said, do you have a crappy ex for a $5 donation? We will write your names, your ex's name on the litter box and give it to the cats and let them do what they do best. I know it's cheesy. I know it's juvenile, but it's cute. I like this kind of stuff. I like these companies that make money for good And, you know, you get to get back at your ex a little bit. I have no problem with this.
If you got
a,
can we interrupt the trending report for me?
What's your question?
I want your take on something.
What's that?
You know, I'm a proud cat owner. I have Niles the Weirdo. He's my little buddy. I love him to death. I love him dearly. And I'm the one who cleans out his litter box.
Yeah.
So explain to me the psychology of this, that if he hears me go in there to clean his litter box, he will go scampering in and get in it right away and start doing something.
He likes people to watch.
Okay.
He's got a little kitty fetish.
Usually it's just a pee, you know, whatever. But on Saturday, I was cleaning out his litter box, and he jumped in there, and he proceeded
like,
to do
this. Well, it's nice because you're right there, and you can go ahead and just scoop it out, you know.
Yes.
It's like a free scoop.
Wondering what that is saying.
I don't know.
Gretchen says that it's him bonding with me, is that he trusts me so much that he can, like, do that right
to
there.
Do anything
that,
in front of you?
She's telling me it's a sign of love.
It could be. It could be that he's, it's,
somebody
very, it's a comfort
text,
thing.
Somebody is going to text with a completely different interpretation.
I still think it's
this.
A kitty fetish, but it's a total kitty fetish.
I like your answer.
He likes
better.
To watch. He likes people to watch him. Speaking of that, I do want to talk about this. I feel like this has been around for a while, but I guess some people are just catching on. It's talking about a senior village. It's a retirement community in Florida, and supposedly they're tying loofahs to the top of their cars to let people know that they're swingers. Different color loofahs mean different things. You can do your own research. I'm not going to tell you right here what they mean. But then other people are saying, no, this isn't a thing. Seniors are just tying the loofahs to their cars so they can see their vehicles easier in parking lots. But I've heard a few times that this is a thing. So maybe our swinger community can text us this morning that if you have a loofah on your car, you're, you know, down to get down. It's a thing. It's like the upside down pineapple and the white rocks in your yard. And
come scrub me.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Let's do clickbait, you weirdo.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook page. Dom and Jeremy. Search it up. Come scrub me.
I'm trying to think of some other lines.
Exfoliate too. That ass.
Yeah, that. You
oh,
think I'm
more.
Clean, but I'm really
I'm
dirty.
Dirty.
I don't know.
Two things you can check out on our Facebook. Lady Gaga's Poker Face, set to a 1940s Western swing song. That's kind of
it's
fun
hilarious.
To listen to. And then
that.
This story about cops in Massachusetts. They're looking for somebody that stole a 200-pound Shrek statue from somebody's yard. You need to click on this just to see the Shrek statue. It's hilarious. Check it out on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.